Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, presenting Pain in the Grass this Sunday, White River. Disturbed, Breaking Benjamin, Alter Bridge, Anthrax, Window Pane. Lots of great bands on two different stages. And how about this? If you buy a Pain in the Grass ticket, which you can, we've got some great tickets available, you can get a Prophets of Rage ticket. That's another great show for just $9.99. As long as you get your Pain in the Grass ticket, too. That's a pretty good deal. Two cool days of action right there. You want more info? You know what to do. Go to KISW.com.
Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs. I'm not the producer. Oh, Beat Migs. You're a loser.
It is time to Beat Migs. And even better, it's time to turn down for tacos.
Turn down for what?
That's what, taco time.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday. I'm going to get me some tacos today.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You need to stop it. I know you thought you had a great visit with the doctor.
I had a really good visit with the doctor.
I'm surprised. I mean, really.
Well, I really am after the drinking and the eating I did in Atlanta. Good God.
How did you get a good bill of health from the doctor? Look at you.
I've been walking. I even walked yesterday. I walked like 3 miles.
Wow.
Was there like a Charmander thing they were trying to catch?
Yeah, something? We were at a park down in Tacoma, and it was a big loop that had a bunch of pokey stops.
Yeah, there he goes.
We did one loop, and Michelle was like, hey, how about we do a couple more? And I'm like, no. And she's like, there's more pokey stops. I'm like, all right.
So did the doctor give you a clean bill of health?
It's better.
Okay.
It's better.
It still needs help.
I was expecting it to be worse, and so that it wasn't.
I love how you look at life. It's better, which means you're still probably on death's door.
No, I'm not on death's door.
I get you.
No, it's like a couple blocks away.
Yeah. A couple, you know.
Oh, I see. You're on death's highway.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, so long as Pikachu's not near that door, you'll be fine.
Hopefully. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Dylan in Lake Stevens. Dylan, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Right, he's playing for a pair of tickets to check out the Pretty Reckless. They're going to be at the Showbox Soto on December 2nd, courtesy of AEG Live. Go to KISW.com for all the details. And if you want to get tickets, they're available now, AXS.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Get out!
For those playing at home, Dylan will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Dylan, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
In Germany, where would you be if you were in a Krankenhaus?
Rock venue?
No.
A bar?
No.
A hotel?
No. What film starring Will Ferrell featured the cologne Sex Panther?
Anchorman.
Yes. White, pink, and ruby red are varieties of what citrus fruit?
Grapefruit.
Yes. Who said the famous line, "Here's looking at you, kid"?
Pass.
The FBI is part of what U.S. department?
Department of Justice.
Yes. What is the only movable bone in the skull? Killing?
Animal?
Yes. What vowel is also the meaning of the word, the Latin word ego?
E?
No.
Why?
No.
I.
Yes. How many times has Tom Cruise been married?
4?
No.
3.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Correct.
Yeah. here we go with that
again.
Hey, BJ! Hey, what's up, Dylan?
What's up, BJ, man? I've been listening to you since 100.7 The Buzz, man.
Wow. Dude, that is awesome, Dylan. Thanks for being around for so long. You're the man, buddy.
That is awesome.
I love it when you used to insult people or you'd ask them how they're doing and you'd say something pretty cheeky.
Oh, yeah, that was back in the day. See, we can't. The government says I can't say those anymore because, they were very cheeky.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
In Germany, where would you be if you were in a Krankenhaus?
A whorehouse?
No.
A dance club?
No.
Hotel?
No.
Damn it.
What
film? A bar?
No. What film starring Will Ferrell featured the cologne Sex Panther?
Anchorman.
Yes. White, pink, and ruby red are varieties of what citrus fruit?
Grapefruit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who said the famous line, "Here's looking at you, kid"?
Michael Jackson.
No, 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 no.
Jared Fogel.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
Clint Eastwood.
No. The FBI is part of what U.S. department?
The FBI is U.S. department.
No.
Wow.
Pass.
Wow. What is the only movable bone in the skull? Oh, God.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I don't know. The cranium?
No.
Brain.
No.
Yeah, the brain's a bone.
The eye.
No. Yeah. What vowel is also the meaning of the Latin word ego?
Eye.
Yes. Well, congratulations. At least you got three correct. You lose 6-3.
You didn't drop a dish, at least.
Steve, what's up, bud?
I feel like the drugs just kicked in.
Yeah, they really did. He just got a smile on his face like he just ate an edible.
Giggling. He's totally giggling.
Congrats, Dylan. That hang on the line, buddy. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Yep.
The only one you didn't get to that Dylan got to as well. How many times has Tom Cruise been married?
Three.
Yeah. So congratulations on that one.
Oh, thanks, Steve, look at you. Yeah. You would have been a loser still.
Yeah. Thanks, BJ.
The only movable bone in the skull is the jaw or mandible. Dylan gave me the technical term, so it kind of threw me off there. But, yeah.
Mandible?
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
I just said the jaw.
Well, I know now.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah. Thanks, Rev.
I'm just like, wow. Who said the famous line, "Here's looking at you, kid"?
Hey, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Humphrey Bogart is the answer.
That's a horrible Humphrey Bogart, but thank you.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
In Germany, where would you be if you were in a Krankenhaus?
A crunk club.
Yeah.
No.
A Krankenhaus. Oh, I don't really know.
It's a hospital.
Oh.
If you knew German, you might know that. So.
A Krankenhaus.
Krankenhaus.
Would you like to go to? Boy, that doesn't sound like it's a hospital. It just doesn't sound like it's going to fix you.
No.
I'm hurting. I'll take you to the Krankenhaus.
Sounds pretty badass, though.
Yeah.
Of course, most German things do. Congratulations to Dylan on defeating Steve this morning, 6-3.
Yeah, you can have a chance of beating Steve tomorrow morning at this time, or later on this morning at 8:47. We play twice each weekday morning, and don't forget the online on-demand version of Beat Migs. Play that anytime. Just go to the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. Well, Walking Dead will be coming back in October. I know Fear of the Walking Dead is back now. Nobody seems to care, at least in our group of people that watch The Walking Dead, though I may try to get back and watch it.
This is just like a Walking Dead overload at that point?
That's what it is. Yeah. I think it really, really is, and I just don't care about the characters, but then I feel guilty for not watching it. It's a horrible thing to think that you feel like you should have to watch a show you don't like, but that's what I got going on.
Sometimes it's just like, I know that with wrestling. Like, I'm at a point now, I'm like, I don't have enough hours in a week.
Yeah.
To enjoy watching everything.
That's so true, man. So this is an interesting story about the real show, the parent show, if you will, The Walking Dead. I guess Walking Dead spoilers, they may be protected by copyright law. That's bad for a guy like me who accidentally reveals a lot of things.
So you could get arrested?
They could be illegal. You could get arrested. There was a website. It was a fan site, which was a spoiler-oriented Walking Dead fan site. And they planned on spoiling last season's cliffhanger. But AMC threatened to sue them for copyright infringement.
Well, how do they know how it ends?
Because it's been done, or you know it's written somewhere. Like, they know what's going to happen. And then, of course, they start filming way before we get to see the first episode, which will then resolve last season's cliffhanger. And
so there's a mole inside of the Walking
Dead community. Yeah, Steve, they're everywhere. I mean, there was a whole release of the Star Wars Force Awakens script that was online, and I went and checked it out after I saw the movie. And it was blow-by-blow right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was like, I saw it up there. I said, well, I'm not going to go check it out because I want to go watch the movie. But I said, but I'm going to go back and check that site to see. And sure enough, there it was.
But see, you did spoilers never bother me because if I don't expose myself to them, I don't have to worry about it. Unless I work with you, where you expose me to spoilers
all
the
time. That's the problem. See, that is the problem.
But if it's like a magazine that people have to go out and get.
Or in this particular instance, a website.
A website. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you have to still go to that website to read the spoilers. If you don't go to that website, you won't have to deal with it.
And you think that would be it. You'd say, okay. People could accidentally get it forward to them or whatever. You know, the site said, quote, basically what it all comes down to is if we post our Lucille victim prediction, and that is basically who was hit in the head with a bat because the bat's name is Lucille. So if we release our prediction and we're right, AMC says they'll sue us. And they said, if someone brings us a potential Lucille spoiler and we confirm it, and it turns out accurate, we could get sued by AMC, who is the network that has The Walking Dead. So this site says, all right, we're not going to do anything about it. Of course, you know, AMC says, look, we're happy if you have, you know, your own predictions, you know, if you try to figure out what's up. But if you really know, we don't want you to reveal that. But it's like, how do you know if I knew? What if I just take a lucky guess? Because there was only a certain amount of people that could die. And if I took a lucky guess, and then they're going to come at me and go, how'd you know that? I'm like, well, it was lucky guess. Really? Let's check it out.
It just seems like a giant headache for this to like worry about that kind of crap if I'm The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Like, just like let people do what they want. That just shows that there are enough fanatical people out there to create a website to speculate on your endings. I mean, are you going to start suing everybody?
See, they think it will cut into their ratings, though, if people go, you know what? I'm not interested. I heard who it's going to be. I'm not going to watch that first episode. That's what they're afraid of.
But then that means that they're failing on the rest of the show. I mean, wouldn't you enjoy the show if you enjoy the show regardless of if you know someone's dead or not?
I would. I don't know anybody who would go, well, I know how it's going to be. I'm not going to watch.
Right.
But I guess if that person was going to watch and they don't, AMC's got a point. That's one less viewer for that, you know, season premiere.
Gosh, it seems
I know. Money's a thing, though, man. People need their money.
I get it. It just seems I know the fact, like, if I knew what happened with Han Solo, I would have still went and saw the film.
Yeah, I would have been bummed if somebody told me.
Yeah,
I would have been so bummed.
It would have been annoying.
Because I had no idea. I literally went in and had no clue that was going to happen.
Likewise.
Yeah.
But I still would have went. You know what I mean? Like, that wouldn't have stopped me from going. If I'm a fan of something, I'm still going to go see it regardless.
That's true, because you don't. You know what, though? Are you sure you wouldn't have waited for it to come out on demand so you could fall asleep on it on the plane like you like to do?
No, I went to it for a reason. Like, it was the hottest thing in the world.
Because
so like,
you hardly ever go to movies.
I know, and I went at 9 in the morning to see that one.
Oh, so look at you, 9 in the morning.
That's right.
Wow.
I had the day off, and I went.
So would you have gone later if you knew about Han? Would you maybe
gone maybe 11 o'clock.
You would have gone 11. Yeah. All right.
Would have slept in.
Yeah. So there you go. We'll see how that goes if anybody actually gets sued over, you know, Walking Dead spoilers or anybody else's spoilers for that matter.
Well, person brings up the point, Walking Dead's based off of a comic book, so maybe they're just seeing events lining up with what happened and making an educated guess.
Yeah, you can make educated guesses. And by the way, they're not completely following the comic book, which means that they do change things, so you will be surprised. But it's the idea of leaked stuff, like you have the exact script or some, you know, you know exactly what's going to happen blow by blow. Like I said with the Star Wars Forspoken spoiler, it was blow by blow. Here's what's going to happen. Here's what's going to happen. And, you know, that sucks. All right. What do you think is the most common mistake people make at work when they're tired? I'm kind of tired today, so this one hits me. I'll tell you all about it at 7:18 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. New survey found the most common mistakes that we make at work when we're tired. And I know that feeling, man. Man, oh man. Sometimes you just be dragging ass at work, Steve.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that today.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. Maybe it's the jet lag catching up or whatever. I don't know, man.
I'm on my fourth cup of coffee.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay away from it. I did the coffee yesterday, and I'm trying to just do it on tea today, but I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
Yeah. Four cups, and I can take a nap right now, no problem.
Four cups. Wow. And one cup of regular coffee will bounce me off these walls.
Yeah, it does nothing.
Wow. Well, here's what happens. When you're tired and you're at work, the most common mistakes, number one, emailing the wrong person.
I've never done that. I've accidentally spelled their name wrong, and I always feel awful about that.
How many times have I done that?
Yeah. That's the worst when it's like, You know, you just don't want to be that person when you reply to someone and you give them the wrong name. It's, yeah. I just feel like it's a disrespect. But I've had people email me thinking, especially when we had, we used to have a big wig here at the company. You remember him? The guy, his name was Steve as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember that guy.
And there were times when people were sending him stuff that was sensitive information.
Oh, it would go to you.
Because, you know, it autofills. And if they've been emailing me more than him, which in some instances that happens, I would get those emails. And fortunately, the curiosity never got to me because I was just like, I don't even want to know this information. Like one time it was like payroll stuff.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, I don't need to have that information in my brain. So
good
I was
for
just
you,
like,
man.
But now I'm getting a lot of times I'll get like emails that are meant for thrill. Because
oh, you want to read those.
Those are fun.
Because you might get free booze offers.
Yeah, those have never been anything weird or insensitive.
No,
or
not
those,
at all.
Those are all party-based.
Exactly. Those are offers of free stuff or something like that. I'm taking those.
Yeah, but then I realize I'm not being invited to those parties.
Oh, yeah, that does make you feel bad, doesn't it?
I should just go and be like, oh, I got invited.
Yeah. Why not?
It was a men's room thing. Well,
yeah. Go ahead.
I didn't know.
Yeah, so number two on this list, zoning out during a meeting. That's you, Steve.
Oh,
all the
boy.
Way. That's you.
That's the biggest struggle for me.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we had the big wig from Philadelphia?
Yeah, he was there.
And I was like second row, asleep.
Oh, man, I know. Why would you sit in the second row? Why would you see where someone could see you?
So the rest of you knuckleheads were sitting there. I thought it would be solidarity to sit with you guys.
It was more like sleepidarity.
Right, and you know, usually I'll play with my phone to keep me awake in meetings. But I can't do that when it's the big boss.
Yeah.
Because then I'll be like, what's this guy doing?
And, of course, we helped you out, didn't we, by waking you up?
Yeah. No, I think a couple of you were taking pictures of me,
that might have been. That might have been me.
Yeah, I can't stay awake in a meeting. Even if I'm not tired, I can't stay awake in a meeting. When I'm tired, it's even worse.
This happened yesterday, by the way, number three on the list. I did this with Abby. I did this with Vicky. I did this with the guest, who's a person I know, and she was visiting me, calling someone the wrong name.
You call everybody the wrong name.
I'm tired a lot.
It doesn't matter if you're tired or fully
I'm very tired.
Awake.
I don't think it's a tired thing with him. I think he's just getting old.
Oh, thanks, pal.
Hey, I'm trying to help you out.
Listen, Sally, I mean Mary, wherever the hell you are. And, of course, emailing the wrong person is a thing you can do, but also making a mistake in an important document, that's not bad. Or making spelling mistakes in emails, that's not bad either, is it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a thing. These are mistakes you make at work when you're tired.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So we want to know about you. And maybe it wasn't fatigue. Who knows what it was? Maybe you were hungover. But I want to know, what was the biggest mistake you've ever made at work? 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. What's the biggest mistake you've ever made at work? Your calls and texts after POD.
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock. 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Talking about this survey, finding out the most common mistakes we make at work when we're tired, you know, emailing the wrong person, zoning out during meetings, calling someone the wrong name, making a mistake in an important document, misspelling things in emails. I mean, it really has a lot to do with communication. Of course, Steve zoning out in meetings, and then number seven on the list, falling asleep in a meeting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
That's Steve.
I didn't realize there were two different things. Okay,
yeah.
So zoning out in a meeting all the time.
Yeah.
Falling asleep in a meeting 80% of the time.
So how about you, man? Because these are, you know, these are mistakes, and I'm sure you made a big mistake at your job. What was the biggest mistake you made at work? 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. You can also text us at 77999. Let's go to Blaze in Seattle. Blaze, you are on the Rock.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, so I was supposed to be delivering some merchandise to a job site, and I pulled up to a commercial fueling station, and I thought they were all the same. So I just grabbed the first pump, started putting it in the truck. I got to looking at the gas tank, and it was green, and I looked at the pump, and it was just regular gasoline, and I panicked.
Oh.
So I called one of my best friends, and he was like, dude, just don't start the truck, and you got to call the boss. And that's what I did. I almost got fired for it, too.
Well, at least you admit, you didn't try to start it, though. I mean, gosh.
I thought about it, but the only thing that convinced me to not do it was my friend.
Do you know how much it cost to repair that?
Yeah, it was $1,100, but, you know, the company insurance paid for it, and I got to keep my job, so, I mean, that was the only good thing that came out of it, so.
Yeah, if you would have
A lot of people laughed at me, though, so, I mean, you know, at least I made some people smile.
That's true. And you didn't blow anything up.
No.
I think that's something they have to tell you, though, man. Don't they have to tell you that and go, hey, don't forget, this is a diesel thing? I mean, I think they should tell you that, because I would have made that mistake. I mean, some gas stations don't even have diesel.
Yeah, and I don't know. It was too early in the morning, and just I was new at the job. And
now, do you think it had anything to do with your name, Blaze, that maybe that's going to be what...
No, I hope not.
All right, there you go, Johnny. Yeah. Thanks for calling. Johnny Blaze right there.
Johnny Blaze.
Johnny Blaze. I mean,
you name... sound like the guy who, like, runs High Times or something.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, wow, you forgot that you mix up the diesel with the regular, Mr. Blaze. Oh, there's a shock to all of us.
Oh, nice. I'm curious what your daughter has to
say. Oh, no, don't bring her.
Too late. She's been brought in.
Oh, hey.
Oh, there she is.
So at the restaurant I work at, we don't have like traditional wine glasses. We use just like a cup and we fill it up.
Like a red Solo cup?
I wish. I should so work at a place that does that.
That'd be awesome.
That's like my thing. But so one of these people ordered a glass of wine and I brought it over and I got bumped. And so the red glass of wine went all over her crotch, and she was wearing white pants.
Oh, no.
And you all know what that looks like.
Yeah, sure does.
Yeah, and I don't really have a filter sometimes, so I was just, like, in shock and apologizing, and then I offered her my pants, and then she just looked at me like I was crazy, and I was like, yeah, that wouldn't work, and then I wouldn't have pants. And I felt so bad. I gave her a free glass of wine, but...
I always wonder how I would react to that if someone spilled something that was, like, gonna stain my clothes.
Yeah,
like,
ruin your
forever.
Outfit.
Yeah.
Like, do you get mad? I mean, accidents do happen. Do I get at least a free? Did she get a free meal out of it?
She got free wine. I should have comped her whole meal.
Oh,
I should have comped the whole thing.
Yeah, you dummy.
I should have. Especially because those pants were ruined. And then she got to walk around like that.
Yeah, all you comped her was wine?
Well, see that. The company loves Sarah.
Yeah.
She saved him dough, apparently.
I did. Yeah, I did that. I felt so bad.
I would. Yeah, I think. Yeah. If you ruin somebody's shirt or clothes, I mean, chances are those are anywhere between $50 and $100, whatever the hell you spilled it on.
Yeah.
You know, usually.
At least that person deserves a free meal. I'd say the whole table.
Oh, I hadn't thought about
pain
the whole
and
table.
Suffering. They got to look at Red Crotch now.
Good old Red Crotch. There's Steve looking out for himself, going, "Well, my clothes are fine, but I still think we need a knee. I mean, look at Red Crotch."
It's funny you bring it up. It's a little bit of an aside, but at the Olympics, did you see that there was a swimmer? I can't say her name, but she's from China. And she was holding her stomach, and she was feeling ill after the event. And she said, because my period came yesterday, I'm feeling a bit weak, but that is not an excuse. How about during an interview, she admitted that she was...
I love that girl.
And just visited.
Yeah, I love that girl. I mean, you know what? That's stuff you got to deal with as an athlete, whatever the case may be.
Right. Nobody ever talks about that.
Yeah. And you know what? That can kick your ass. And she's out there trying to be an Olympian, make that happen.
Yeah, I can. Us females, we understand. We feel for her. We're like, oh, doing tricks when first or second day? That's the worst. You're flowing like crazy. That'd be terrible.
I think every Olympian should say that's the reason why they lose.
Even dudes.
Yes.
Michael Phelps. Oh, sorry. My period came.
Lochte, I believe it with him.
Yeah, definitely with Lochte.
Yeah.
You know, hey, look, my period came. I'm getting robbed. Give me a break here. I'm trying here, folks. 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Let's go to Pogi in Tacoma. Pogi, you are on the Rock.
What's up, fellas? I could probably have a long list of these myself, but the most recent one was actually yesterday. My mother-in-law had her granddaughter at work, and she had her granddaughter shredding some paperwork.
Okay, sure. That seems like an easy job. Just let someone come in and...
told her to shred this pile right here.
Yeah.
Well, apparently near the bottom of the pile, there was some rather important paperwork that hadn't been scanned into the computer and whatnot yet.
Oh, she shredded stuff that you needed.
That had been signed by customers, but hadn't been scanned into the computer.
So, whose fault is this? Is it the grandmother or granddaughter?
I'm not taking sides here in case one of them's listening. But I think it might have been grandma.
Yeah, good old. Isn't it great to work for a mom and pop, or this time grandmom and pop situation? And then they go, "Oh, here's my little granddaughter. She's gonna come help us out." And you're like, "Oh yeah, sure she is." Yeah,
not too helpful.
Yeah, not. He's not saying he's not taking anybody's side. Pogi, I appreciate the call. Mom and pop.
The biggest script I could think of, it happened when I used to work downstairs. I remember I had the opportunity. There was a band called Sprung Monkey that was popular at the time
in
San Diego. Great band. And they needed to get back to their hotel, and nobody was available to help them. They came on during the morning to do an interview and a performance and whatever. So I'm like, I'll get you guys a ride. But I didn't feel like walking all the way to my car because I had parked like 10 blocks away from the building. So I was like, I'll just use the station vehicle. I know where the keys are.
Good call.
Right. Well, I didn't realize that, you know, there's those giant pillars in our building down in our parking lot.
Oh.
And I wasn't paying attention as I was backing out the vehicle.
Oh.
And I just ripped the mirror off of the vehicle.
Job,
much to the pleasure of the band. They thought that was the coolest thing ever. They were cheering. They couldn't stop talking about it for the whole time. I saw them at the show later on that night. They brought up how awesome that was.
Oh, look at you, man.
I'm like, it was not awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, yeah. It's awesome when somebody breaks something like that and it's not your vehicle or your responsibility.
I think they enjoyed the look. I mean, I went pale white. Like, I heard that sound, and instead of hitting the brakes, I hit the...
Oh, you even hit the gas.
Yeah, well, I was like...
Oh, that's great.
The stress.
The mirror just dangling, whoo, all over the... Yeah, oh. That, I wish I was there. I would have been laughing, too.
It was awful.
Let's go to Amber, 206-421-ROCK. ROCK is 7625. Text us at 77999. Amber, in Olympia, you are on the Rock.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Amber. Welcome to the show. I feel like we've had Amber on the show before. Have you been on the show before?
You have. I have been, yeah.
It's because of her sexy voice, isn't it, BJ?
It's totally because of her sexy voice, actually.
That's
because
that's what I do for a living, too.
Oh, that's right. The phone sex operator.
That's why we remember you. Amber, the phone sex operator.
That's right.
So, Amber, what the hell happened?
I fell asleep during the call.
Oh, no. See, that's when you really, if you're the
awesome.
If you're the guy in the other line, you're going, so you really aren't that interested in me at all, are you?
Well, you know, it's so funny because I remember I hear, hey, and I woke up and I'm like, hey. And he goes, oh my God, that was the best call I've ever had in my life. And I'm like, yeah, it was great.
Oh, he didn't even realize?
Not a clue.
Wow. So he must have been like,
so he's
okay.
A talker then, clearly. Yeah.
I was talking in my sleep, I guess, apparently. And he's like, oh, yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, so
like,
you were talking in your sleep and didn't even remember. Oh, man.
Mm-mm. Did the call sound asleep? I don't even know what we talked about.
And he said it was the best call ever. Now you got to wonder, like, should I do these for my sleep if this is the way I...
Right?
I would love to have had an audio recording of how you talk in your sleep. It's like, how can you even be more filthy and dirty while sleeping? Damn.
I know.
Wow, you got to take some Ambien, Amber.
I was like, ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I was like, oh, man.
Well, there you go.
I go, did you enjoy it? And he's like, oh, yeah, it was great. And I'm like, could you tell us what we talked about?
How weird.
But
did you let him know you fell asleep or you just said, oh,
God,
cool.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I had a great time.
So, Amber, I forget. Are you still doing this or have you given it up for Lent?
I am still doing it.
Right.
Yeah. Except for now, I just work Monday, Wednesday, Thursday from 6 to 9.
Oh, of course, 6 to 9.
Of course.
Of course.
That's why we didn't know. We call on Tuesdays. We had no idea.
Amber, can I ask you, how much an hour do you get paid doing that? Do you feel comfortable telling us?
Well, it's weird because we do it on commission. So it's $25.89 for up to 15 minutes. $45.89 for up to 30 minutes.
We better
have a minute after that. But I get 50% of every call.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We better hang up. We're about to hit that 25-minute mark.
Or
$25 mark.
Yeah. So, Amber, for how many hours you worked, what was your best night? Like, if you worked a 3-hour, 8-hour, what was your best night financially?
Oh, my gosh. I did one that was an 8-hour call, and that was close to almost $900.
You were on the phone with one person for 8 hours?
For 8 hours.
I don't think I honestly am not exaggerating.
Yeah.
I think in 8 months, I'm not on the phone for 8 hours combined.
8 hours. Thank God for headsets.
Yeah. But that's like, you know, I mean, that's a little under $100 an hour. That's not horrible.
The hell are you guys talking about for 8 hours? I mean, at what point does it say I'm done?
We watched a lot of porn.
Oh, it's actually more than $100 an hour now I'm thinking about it. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah, we just watched, you know, we talked about life and had fun and then talked about life. And
see, that's the girlfriend experience.
And had fun.
Yeah.
It was.
Oh, so it's like
it was really nice.
I bet. You got a lot of cash out of it just to have a conversation about your day.
Wow, 900. Man.
That's impressive.
Wow. All right. Well, Amber, appreciate the call, Amber. Thanks for listening as usual.
Thanks, guys.
Have appreciate you
rock.
You too. And again, don't forget Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 6 to 9.
Of course, 6 to 9.
Of course.
The wrong business, man.
We are, dude. You're absolutely right. Here we are talking. We don't... Well, come on. And we don't get to work 3 days a week, 6 to 9. Damn. A guy had an epic meltdown over sharing the road with a cyclist. Oh, yeah, I can feel this guy's pain. That just happened to me recently. We've got the audio for you to hear at 7:49 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I owe a lot of back taxes. Can bankruptcy help me?
Bankruptcy can discharge back taxes under certain circumstances. Some types of taxes are never dischargeable, like if you have taxes from an employee, if you ran a business and didn't pay employee taxes or sales taxes. Those types of taxes cannot be discharged in bankruptcy. However, most people don't have those kind of taxes. Most people have just regular income taxes. If you owe income taxes and you filed your tax returns but just weren't able to pay the taxes, if the taxes are more than 3 years old and you filed the tax returns, those types of taxes can be discharged in bankruptcy in most circumstances, especially through a Chapter 13 case.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.